Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to HBO Girls Rewatch.
I'm Amelia.
And I'm Evan.
And guys, ding, ding, ding. I can hear the bells. It's wedding day.
Season 5, episode 1.
I mean, my God. Can you believe we made it to season 5?
We're flying through.
Don't you feel like you used to be a baby and now you're a girl?
I used to be a babiet. And now I'm kind of
that's a Bridget Everett character reference. Because Bridget Everett's in this episode. We didn't do vocal warm-ups before recording, so if you're wondering what just happened, we're being raw and real.
I'll just talk about points I noticed for an episode that, like, we don't have to bring them up with Grant and Ashley, even though we're so excited to have this guy twink and a redhead do a reveal.
We don't announce them. You just reference them low energy style. Guys, our guests today are going to be epicsauce.org.
Both.
Epicsauce.org.
We have to do a ranking of like what each word, because Epicsauce is like, is that an A or is .org a B? Is a .com a B plus?
I'm so excited to get another twinking girl.
It'd be so funny if you were wearing a redhead.
Should I have bought a red wig? Yeah, I thought about it.
Be major.
But all the ones I could find were Annie wigs.
Did you actually look?
Yeah, of course. I was like, well, we have to do our due diligence. But no, it's okay. Brunette is beautiful. I am so excited to have them on, though.
All week you've been saying to me, I would be an amazing lawyer. And I was like, yeah. But now when you said due diligence, I'm like, you'd be an amazing lawyer, girl.
Well, I have to tell you, there's this girl that I know who works at a law firm, and her whole job is like planning the birthday parties for the lawyers at the firm. And she's like, I work with all these fun girls and I have a good time, even though I do have to be in office in Manhattan. And I'm like, let's go, Viv.
Wait, not the reference, but I said almost the same thing at our live show. But the girl did birthday parties for children only of the lawyers.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Shout out Lauren. And shout out the live show. We had so much fun. Thank you guys for coming.
Thank you so much.
At this point, weeks have passed. So you're like, I don't care. But it just
happened. No, but only like 100 something people came. So it's like, for most everyone else, they do care.
Right. Of course, live theater is smaller. How are you today, Ev?
No, I don't think good.
No, why?
I directed a show last night, and then we had our live show Friday, and Wednesday I had my monthly lineup show at Club Coming. I think just to do three different kinds of show in 1 week can be really a lot on a person.
Oh, living your dream is hard.
Living your dream, and I woke up today in a bad mood. So then I had to read a book called Doing the Work.
I've read that one. I, of course, am still getting my way through Radical Acceptance.
It's so funny because I keep cutting you off.
No, and we're going to have a touch base after this about listening, but for now, we can have a little fun. One last night of freedom. Touch bases. My book about radical acceptance doesn't make any sense. The more I hear, the less I know. And I brought it. Well, I actually don't want to talk about therapy today, but I'm excited to be wearing a crazy little outfit for once. It's the dead of winter, and it's like, where else am I going to get to wear this except the couch in my basement for a podcast recording? You know, like,
major.
Being a girl is the best. I saw a TikTok last night, and this girl was just like silently smiling to Cam, and the entire background was her wall full of just like girls on the wall and like glitter. And she's like, I can't believe there was a 50% chance I was going to be a boy. And I was like, literally.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, girlhood's all we have.
Oh my God, she's doing the work. Whoever
is that
author
what the book's
is
about? It's about that TikTok.
Yeah, I will say every time I read more about a self-help book, I understand you more.
Yeah, because
they're meant for you.
I'm based off of that.
Yeah. They're meant for me. I didn't mean like you need self-help more to me. I'm just saying.
You can tell that I once spent 1 year of my young 20s reading every self-help book there was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, everyone can tell that about me. Whatever. Anyways, we are so excited to have our guest. Four people instead of three. So we're really going to have to.
I wonder if the couch can hold.
It's going to be past the plate, Disney style. You know when Brenda Song did Disney's Past the Plate? And she was like, guess what fruits exist in this country? Tell me you remember.
No, I do remember. It's just like.
It's going to be past the plate, but it's going to be past the mic.
Huh. What is Brenda Song up to today?
She's married two kids. The last I saw is that she was at the Hollywood Walk of Fame star reveal for Macaulay Culkin, and her son was like, nah, and she's like, I'll get him. He's upset.
I'll get him. He's upset. Yeah. That's the last time we've left off with Brenda Song.
That's where I left off.
The last time we left off with Brenda Song, she was upset.
I cannot get that Taylor Swift song that's Help, I'm still at the restaurant, still sitting in the bar I haunt. I think it's like Right Where You Left Me from Evermore.
I mean, Taylor Swift was my third listened to most artist last year, but then it's only because I listened to Invisible String upwards of 400 times and nothing else.
That has an addictive little beat to it. It's like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah,
like,
there's something about Invisible String.
Oh my God. Folklore is so... But that's not what this podcast is about. And we do have to invite our guests. Guys, you know them from TikTok. You know them from Instagram. You know them from being together. But then also now you're going to...
Sometimes they can do separate.
They can also do separate. But I was going to say today, but that's actually not the case. We have one for the first half, one for the second half. The other sits in the corner.
That'd be awesome.
We'll ask them if they want to do that, but I can't imagine they will. You are going to love these two girls. They're online as a twink and a redhead, but their real names are Grant Gibbs and Ashley Gill.
Yes. Yeah. Hi.
How are you two?
We're good. We're so good. We just took the M over here. We're neighbors, basically.
Aww.
Yeah, with you guys.
Oh my God. I almost bought a red wig so we could kind of be like paralleling on the couch.
We should have bought our pixie cut wig.
You could have wore our pixie cut redhead wig, and then it would have been two twinks and two redheads.
I should have reached out.
I think I should have worn a wig.
And I'm the twink.
You're the twink.
Huh. I never thought about it like that, but we could do it.
It could be fun. Switch it up.
If you were a gay man, you would be a twink. Same with Ashley.
That's so true.
How much longer do you think you're a twink for?
I'm definitely pushing it.
Really?
Yeah, you're kind of twunk.
You have such a youthful twunk glow.
You're getting so much closer.
Well, here's the thing. Growing up, I've always wanted to not be a twink, and I was just called it all the time. And then finally, like, I guess I leaned in with it. And now I'm being told I'm not a twink and I'm more so a twunk, and I'm like, oh my God, that's what I always wanted to hear.
Wait, so we're doing
so your wildest dreams came. Okay. I guess we'll end the podcast here. I guess we did the work.
Why were we both speechless when you told us you were a twunk?
Okay, you said that's it gonna first.
Lie. I did say it, and you said it. I was like, yeah, right, bitch.
Great. You can't call yourself
I know
a twunk.
That's so true.
You're a seal.
But hey, I am experiencing twink death, and I know it.
No, I'm addicted to being twink, though. I went to my gay group out of 10 guys, and I know I'm the biggest twink in it. So I made a poll of every single person in it with their names. I'm like, who's the biggest twink? I knew to answer already.
Yeah. Twink Death would be like an amazing solo show title for the Edinburgh Fringe.
Oh my God.
Something to think about.
Definitely something to think about. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, we've been trying to lean more like almost Grant and Ash.
Yeah.
And then the people who do know us are like, okay, that's twink and a redhead.
Yeah.
But like,
no, wait. I'll reinsert introducing and say Grant and Ash.
Grant and Ash.
Because hey, it can only last so long.
It can only last so long.
I'm gonna go gray at some point.
You know? Great.
I love that you guys are long-term thinkers.
Yeah.
For sure.
30 years down the road, you guys can be Ash and Grant.
Yeah,
Grant and Ash.
Or a bear and a gray old hag.
Bear and a hag.
Wait a minute.
We'll reach out to your people.
Yeah.
Okay, it's perfect.
I'm like, personal branding is almost all we have. So for you guys to even figure out this far in advance.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We didn't really think it through. People are always like, Hannah Horvath.
I know. I'm like, do you guys have a title? Do you guys have any nicknames for the duo?
I give Amelia nicknames, but they're not for the pod. They're kind of just for us.
So true.
What?
Not to your face either.
Oh. I'm like, I don't even know about these.
Yeah.
But no, we're not actually
text me later. Tell me them later.
No, we're not actually good at personal branding the way you guys are. You guys are master personal branders.
Yeah.
Oh we God. Are.
Yeah, you guys
are killing it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Wait, right. It'd be so fun if you taught a workshop.
We should.
What would it be on?
Being hot.
Yeah.
Having fun. Yeah. Having I don't know. Fun.
Having a goddamn good time.
Having a blast.
Having a blast. Club Penguin. Webkins. We can teach that.
Oh my God. Cash Cow 2.
How many webkins did you guys
Cash
have?
Cash Cow 2.
And what was your favorite? Actually, this is a big question I got
over
asked.
70 webkins.
Oh major. My fucking God.
Yeah. Like I had a farm.
Yeah.
A zoo. A goddamn zoo in my
no,
house.
As you deserve.
Yeah.
I only had like 12. I was more into Club Penguin.
And this actually says so much about you guys, how much each of you has.
How many did you have?
I only had 30, which is actually a lot, but now that you're 70. But I'd also go to a grocery store and steal the tags every single time.
I would just guess codes all night long.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there was this hustle going on.
The way I had one, it was a white terrier named Miranda. And I was like, this is the only girl I need. She's going to have a mansion and she's going to live alone.
Spoiled.
Did y'all play Nintendogs?
No, but I do remember.
I tried, and then I was like, this is way too much work for an 8-year-old.
I love Nintendogs. My sister used to take my DS and like play Nintendogs, and I would come back, and I would see like a Shih Tzu randomly was like adopted. I would always set it back up for adoption.
Oh.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Someone called PETA.
It's, we have to help. The dogs.
The dogs, the animals, the webkins.
That's what I always say. But
I have to help Marnie.
Our podcast isn't about dogs. It's about Marnie. Let's dive in. Where were you when Girls came out? Do you remember what 2012 meant to you?
Ooh, yeah.
I was 12.
You were 12?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I was 13, obsessed with the Hunger Games in 2012. But no, I think my sister kind of liked Girls. Like, it was always in the peripheral. But I was never tuned in.
May I ask a query?
Because
my older sisters watch Girls too, and I vividly remember the Marnie ass eating scene. Have you guys covered that yet?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if that was earlier on.
Apparently.
But, no, but if you want to do a little soapbox speech about it.
I just remember being a young adolescent tween and seeing that on the TV in my basement and being horrified.
To see that as a tween is so shocking.
Yeah, it was almost as shocking as not to bring up another show, but did you guys watch Gossip Girl?
Of course.
The Hilary Duff, Vanessa Dan threesome.
You're right.
These are two like pillars in my adolescence.
I think just Hilary Duff being in that show was shocking.
And that's why they had to cancel the Liz McGuire reboot, because it was too horny.
Because there were no ass eating scenes.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks, Disney, right?
Right.
Thanks, Disney. But yeah, the ass eating, apparently Marnie has, or Allison Williams has in a writer that she can't show her boobs. And so they're like, we'll show everything else.
Wait.
So she showed hole?
So that's why she had to show hole.
Oh, it was in a kitchen or something, right?
Marnie's apartment's all apartment. Kitchen.
Okay.
And it was also the bathroom and the bedroom.
Yeah.
Right. Major scene. That's another episode.
I know. We have to dive into season 5, episode 1, Wedding. Ooh. We're going to start off by doing our 1-minute synopsis.
And away we go. It's raining and it's Marnie's wedding day, or at least that's what she thinks it is. And Shoshana's back from Japan because 6 months later, girl, she's here. Bebe enters the room and he's actually BB. And a really cool thing, Fran's knocking at the door. He's like, hey, girls. And then Marnie's like, Shoshana, can you get rid of him? And then turns around and goes, no, you can actually stay. While Shoshana's being like, can you go now? I'm in the worst position
BB
ever.
So BB is Bridget Everett, and she is playing Marnie's makeup artist. Marnie, of course, has a lot of stress about the wedding. She's afraid it's raining. Everybody's acting crazy. And she's like, I need my makeup to be perfect. And then Hannah is like, you're acting crazy, Marnie. I'm going to go fuck my boyfriend Fran in the car. And then Fran tells Hannah that Desi has had 7 previous engagements, and the ring was actually Clementine's ring. And Hannah's like, I have to go tell Marnie. But then Marnie's crying because she looks like a crazy Bratz doll.
You guys, for some reason, Desi, the groom, right? Mm. He's freaking out. So he goes and takes a swim in the lake, right? Yeah. And then his friend goes in after him. He's freaking out. He might run off, and then he comes back. For some reason, Kylo Ren is here as well. He's kissing with whoever.
Jessa,
Lively looking girl.
Yeah.
And then Marnie's freaking out. Marnie and Hannah get into a tiffy. Mm-hmm. They get into a tiffy.
But then they kind of make up because Marnie's like, Hannah, you are so goddamn unsupportive. And then Hannah's like, you know what? I'm sorry. And then they fix. Oh, Jessa comes and she's like, I'm going to save the day. And mm-hmm. she decides she's going to help Marnie fix her makeup. And they all wear yellow rain jackets. Oh, it's so cute. Oh. And then they head down the aisle.
Oh, my God. And wow. That's 1 minute.
Okay. Yeah.
What a gorgeous episode.
I don't even know what we do to timer.
And I loved your vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Kylo Ren. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I was shook when he walked out.
Such a jump scare.
Oh, it was. I didn't know. And then also, I'm sorry. One of my thoughts I wrote down. Why is Adam Driver's hair like that?
No, it was long.
So thick. And that part. And then there's one part in the show too. He literally like goes like this and swoops it to the side, and it's like, okay, so it is intentional.
No, like, yeah, I'm like, I guess that was where we were at as a culture.
2015 yeah. was a weird year for hair.
But I have so to weird. Say, it's like every season, the break between, because we just recorded the finale episode, but it's course like in real life, yeah. like 8 months went by. So we come back, and all the actors and actresses okay. have new hair, and we just have to accept that. They're different now. It's like Hannah's hair yeah. is so.
She have the pixie.
She had hard bob bangs.
Okay.
We
Isn't
come
that
back.
Accurate though. Like every 6 months in Brooklyn, you have to change your hairstyle. Mm. So it's like they're actually doing that in the show too. No big deal.
Before we jump into the episode too much, we have a very important question to ask you two.
Uh oh.
Girl, what girls are you?
How we did oh, plural.
Oh shit.
Have we done Do you want to
go first?
Before?
Do you want to go first?
Okay, I already know my answer just based on this episode. I think I am Hannah.
Yeah.
Work.
Unapologetically so. Mm-hmm. And the part that really made me relate to her was when everyone was being a bitch to her and was really mean, and when they were talking about her appearance and whatnot. Not that people talk about my appearance. I think it'd be right. different situations.
No, actually, but you famously said people were talking about your appearance at the top of this episode, aka Twonk style.
So true. So okay, true. So true. So maybe that is an element to this. But how they got her so kind of mad that she exploded and then like ran off, and they're all just kind of like, oh, great. Like, here we go.
That is so you.
Right? And I'm thinking like, oh my God, like Hannah was the victim, and now they're all going to talk about how she's making this wedding about her and blah, blah, blah. Of course, Hannah, why are you even friends with her?
Yeah.
I just related to that.
Being a victim?
Being a victim causing a scene.
That's even so worse. You, yeah.
Not a victim, yeah. just a victim causing a scene.
The right. best kind of victim.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's wrong with that, right?
Your emotions are valid.
Thank you, Amelia. Yeah. You be damn. Well, you look like a damn Marnie.
Stop. Grant insulted me
something?
So
I
much.
I almost said the same thing. I was like, I don't want to. I want you to have space to talk about. I was like, she looks like a damn Marnie.
Okay. So I sorry. Hate Marnie. No, Marnie's my least favorite. Like, I hate Marnie. But I think I'm a Hannah. But you think you're the negative aspects of Hannah. But maybe I'm not.
Girl, you are not a Hannah.
I don't know. You're I don't like good read that. On it.
You might be the girl from Japan. God.
Shoshana?
The girl Maybe. From Japan.
Yeah. Well, she's a little like flighty and like, you know.
And like she's like, is she studying abroad?
She's working at she's a high working. Tech, a high level marketing job for
AKA
millennials.
Doing social media in Japan.
Okay, that's kind of me. You. And like, I was really interested something? In going to Japan. No, but I feel like she's gaming.
You would kill in Japan, FYI. Yeah. Having red hair is huge there.
Is it?
They would try and take photos with you on the street.
You'd
well,
be slapped.
Okay. That happened. Grant and I went to Ecuador junior year of high school, and a family took a photo with me.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you weren't even looking that good back then.
Oh, no. Ooh. I used to pencil my eyebrows really bad.
It no, and we all went through
it. It was
that.
Actually yeah. this era of yeah. where this episode aired that we were in Ecuador.
Yeah, where were you when girls we came out? In Ecuador?
In the Galapagos actually in the Galapagos Islands. Island. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why were you in Ecuador, you two?
It's an interesting
it was a field
query.
Trip. Okay. Where they took four people from our school to Ecuador, and Grant and I were two.
It was
four.
Like a weird environmental service learning trip yeah. that a teacher in our school did, and we said, like, hi, yes, please.
Hi, sign me up.
Aw.
I wish yeah. when I blow out my birthday candles this year, I'm like, I'm wishing for one normal thing to happen to the two of you.
Yeah. Oh. That would be nice.
That would be nice.
Yeah. yeah.
But if it's not in the cards, it's not in the cards, and that's beautiful too.
Yeah. Okay. Well, do we know what girls you are this episode? Are you guys answer
do
that?
Do you want to?
Do you two want to ask us? And it's girl, what girl are you? Not you okay. Don't have to do plural. I like singular. Sorry, Miel.
Yeah.
Okay, in our style.
Okay. Girl, what girl are you?
You guys really do need an NYU music producer.
I know.
Yeah.
Our voices are because
our voices are, yeah, it's just the producing we need. So
anyway,
do you want to begin?
Well, I'm just like, every comedian does want to be a singer. That's what we learn at the
we're
end of the day.
We're not comedians.
Oh, right. Never mind.
We're storytellers.
So. Oh, my God. Well, I think we have the same answer.
What?
Which is, I feel like such an Elijah because moments before you guys came here, I meditated, but AK took a nap, but not really.
Because you're scared.
Yeah. No, I actually had a really hard day. Aww. All the dopamine in my brain is gone because I produced 3 shows this week. And just that's a lot on the body.
Yeah.
But now I'm here and that's beautiful. Girl, what girl are you?
I think in that Andrew had to take an upper for wedding vows. It's like I'm always taking an upper for an event that it didn't ask me to.
Right.
Where it's like no one else, everybody else is sipping tea. And I'm like, this is the night where I go all out.
Yeah.
But I also felt like Jessa in that it's like when you do something wrong, you try and compensate by saving the day. Mm-hmm. So it's like she kissed her best friend's boyfriend is feeling weird. And she's like, okay, I'm going to suddenly be an amazing doll and makeup artist and like emotional support system. And it's like guilt can really drive you to do amazing things for your friends.
So true.
Beautiful. That's beautiful.
That's a huge point.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Okay,
Amelia.
I love that. I'm going to make you so guilty this year.
Okay. Good luck. I can fight back. Guys, we have to take our first break, but when we get back, we're going to lean into Lena.
Let's dive into Shoshana.
Last time we saw Shoshana, she decided she was moving to Japan for a fun marketing job, and now she is flying back just for the wedding to support her friend who's getting married. And so she's been living in Japan and loving it for 7 months, which is so awesome. And now she's ready to do the wedding thing, and she's having a little bit of fun.
She's having a great time.
Her big thing this episode, though, is that she has this gorgeous boyfriend that she's like, actually, I don't know. Between my boyfriend and career. So she actually is now doing long distance with this guy while she's in Japan. But now she's back in New York and not telling her long distance boyfriend because it would make things complicated.
Wait, that was actually like my favorite line of the episode when she's like, I don't want to talk like see my long term boyfriend when I'm here or long distance boyfriend. Like, I don't want to ruin things. I was like, honestly, I feel like so many people are in that position.
It is so relatable to be in a long term relationship and be like, well, I actually know how to work when we're not together.
Yeah.
So to be together actually would be crazy. I'm never going to do that.
Hey, let's just keep it on FaceTime, right? You know what? What's wrong with that?
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
We'll get a snap streak going and I never have to see you.
It's perfect.
Wow. I would love to do a relationship that way.
Yeah.
Having a relationship in just name alone is so epic as well.
Yeah. I'm taken. I never see him, but I'm taken.
It's huge.
Yeah. It's so in high school when like a girl in your grade like dated a guy that went to a different high school and you're like, oh yeah, Peyton's dating Cam.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, who's Cam? And it's like, you wouldn't get it.
But then it was always crazy when you would see them out together because like, it's like Jimmy to Me power hour.
They're or so
like,
true.
Yeah, like it's you like, run into them at Chipotle at the same time and you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It's big.
Like, yeah.
That's never happened to me.
I would spiral if I had that kind of relationship that Shoshana has. Like, I would think that something was
up. You don't think
you
could do long dist?
Oh, hell no.
Even with a guy like Jason Ritter?
Well,
who?
He's the CEO of a soup company.
He's CEO of a soup company, went to Harvard.
But is he hot?
No.
He's good enough.
He's good enough.
He's nice. He's average, I feel like. After a few drinks.
Is he rich?
He's getting there.
Well, he's a CEO. So.
Okay.
I think based off what you said, though, about hair so far in this episode, you would not care for him.
You would hate his
haircut.
You
would not enjoy this man.
Okay.
We all changed sides.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a fast switch up.
Whoa.
What about her, like, Marilyn Monroe look that the makeup artist
gives her? Have to ask, like, how did her hair become that from BB?
Yeah.
It was not great.
It had to have been a wig, right? That actress was wearing.
I could only hope that Sasha was wearing a wig, but it is interesting that it's like Marnie describes the vibe she wants, and she's like, it's kind of like boho, whatever. And they're like, so Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah, it makes no sense. I mean, and then Marnie's, the juxtaposition of Marnie's dress and the whole vibe and then her glam that she gets. It's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
The glam. So I mean, we have to dive into Bridget Everett being on this episode.
Like, Bridget Everett killed in this role, but it's like she had 35 minutes and she was able to do that to Shoshana's hair. I mean, come on. I mean, she might not be doing the look you want, but she's doing a look.
But she's doing a full glam. She's doing a full beat, and I have to respect
that. In 35 minutes? She's doing drag queen makeup in 35.
Literally. I
mean, she's worth every penny.
Yeah.
It was definitely drag.
And I love her 30-year-old daughter.
I know. And Sophia Bush. I love that reference.
Oh my God. Do you guys remember? Sophia Bush was, I was so addicted to her in high school. I would like tweet at her and be like, I love One Tree Hill. And she's like, heart. And I'd be like, oh my God.
Oh, your
my
life God. Is
I lame. Was addicted to One Tree Hill because I thought it's like the only show that existed.
Wait, can I ask a dumb question? Is she related to George Bush?
No.
Yes. No.
I'm actually going to go with Grant on this one.
Yeah.
You know, she was married to Chad Michael Murray for like 9 months.
Who is Sophia Bush? He was one of my first celeb crushes.
I don't even know if it was even 9 months.
Yeah, like, it might have been less, but it was what, season one, season two, One Tree Hill? Then they had to be on One Tree Hill for 9 years. Yeah. 9 years.
And she dated multiple cast members after that. She dated the guy that played Nathan.
Right.
She dated Julian later on.
No. Yeah. Oh my gosh, she really dated them all.
Hey, and I would too.
And I there's not a lot to do in North Carolina where they shot.
No.
It's like you're gonna
hook up with your co-stars.
You're with your co-stars. Yeah. So but yeah, I love that they referenced her, and I do believe that Sophia Bush would be way nicer than Marnie was to BB.
I think so too.
Justice for BB, right? Justice
yeah, for she's BB. Trying her best, but Marnie's really being Bridezilla.
I would have loved Marnie's wedding to be on the TLC show Four Weddings.
Oh,
are you guys
God.
Familiar?
I used to DVR it.
Yeah, she would have been insane. She would have like purposely scored all the girls so low.
She would have given twos to all of them and then be mad like when one of them gave her like a seven.
Yeah.
She'd be like, it was an eight at least.
Yeah.
It rained, honey. You didn't even get the big tent.
I know.
I'm not allowed to talk about that network.
Oh. TLC, why?
You used to work.
I may or may not have, maybe may or may not have.
Allegedly.
Allegedly have maybe gotten a cease and desist.
No.
Wait, that's so major. Congrats.
No, it is. And isn't it like kind of like iconic that it's that?
Yeah.
One
you
out
guys
of
have
all
been
them.
Featured in Rolling Stone and... And I have season to cease by TLC.
Maybe.
That's probably why Buddy Velastro doesn't want to work with us. The cake boss.
Anyway, I was addicted to 19 Kids and Counting.
Oh, God.
Oh.
That lore. That
you were addicted. Like, that means you were into it.
Yeah, like, I was a Christian.
Oh.
Yeah, we all have to go through something.
Okay.
So true.
But it's, so and thank God I'm out, and I'm sending love and light to all the women in that family and all the men.
Yeah.
I hope you get the help you need. So Fran is in love with Hannah, shows up way too early to the wedding, is like, let me hang with the girls. It's like, you're not selling yourself.
I was on Marnie's side in that position because I was like, if my bridesmaid brought her random boyfriend I don't know well into the bridal suite, I would be like, hey, get the fuck out.
But the way she went about that
was
so annoying.
Been like, hey, Hannah, like, I love you. Can we maybe, like, can he go with the men? Can he go outside? Go on a hike. It's beautiful. Instead of
the
way she went around about it the wrong way. But I have to say, everything that Marnie was upset about was so valid. Her friends were acting bonkers. It's like, Hannah, put a clip in your hair. It's not going to kill you.
Yeah.
And, like, she's like, don't bring your random boyfriend into the suite when I'm stressed about the rain. It's
so
like,
so rude.
I'm sure it hit 11 o'clock checkout at the Courtyard Marriott.
That's what
I'm thinking. No, I'm just, they weren't staying there. I'm just assuming he had a checkout at the Courtyard Marriott that they booked a big block out for all the guests to stay at. And he just had to get over
then,
there.
Like, they go later on to have sex in the car. Like, why couldn't he just play
hung
Tetris
in
the car, you know? Like, pass a few hours.
Tetris in the car. That should be the end of the episode.
But
they did play some kind of Tetris, and they were making something fit. Right?
Nope. I know that's right.
Booyah.
I love Hannah trying to tie her dress. The bridesmaid dresses all being tied in different ways. It was giving Aquamarine, where they give Sarah Paxton like three different looks with the same top.
But it perfectly captured their character.
Of course.
And I love that symbolism.
In the bathroom when you really got to look at her.
Yeah.
Lena's, Hannah's twisty thing going on. Yeah, that was not correct.
I wonder how they wetted her dress before they were like, action. Remember when she walks into the bathroom with Marnie? It's like Marnie, they had to paint her face. And then Lena, they were like, how are we going to like soak you in water?
Right. Yeah. Do you think they just sprayed her?
Well, I think Lena was written in the script like tits out for first scene when I come back out from the rain. And then because if you go in a bathroom scene, it's dried. Mm. But then you see full areola the scene before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Full areola.
Jesus
Christ. I think Fran's trying his best, but I think Lena is purposely trying to write Fran as an outsider and like never really fitting into the world of girls. Mm. Because the whole point of Hannah dating Fran is that she's trying to switch it up from the normal guy.
She's neurotypical.
Yeah. Mm. Which then it's like Adam and Hannah have now officially been broken up for over a year. Let's look at that. Like, Jessa and Adam have been friends for all of season 4. They had a budding friendship, nothing romantic, but it like did feel inevitable that they were gonna get together. Mm-hmm. And it's like when Adam goes in for that kiss, it was shocking, but it was also like, yeah.
Unfortunately, I think.
Yeah.
It's not great. It's not great.
Have you guys ever kissed one of your friends' exes?
One of my friend's exes. No, I don't think so.
Watch, boring. I'm going to get like a DM after this and be like, you fucking bitch. Yes, you did.
You probably have. Because really? I mean, growing up, like I was gay in my town. So I'm like, there's not so many people I can kiss whose exes. But all the boys recycled and girls recycled in our high school. Yeah,
that's true.
So
everyone's making their rounds.
There's a lot of people who watch the show and truly get so upset by this relationship. Morally, ethically, how do you guys feel? It's been a year. They're friends. Like, they had a whole conversation before where it's like, Adam's like, I'm over Hannah.
Personally, I think Jessa and Hannah are too close for Jessa to be doing that. Even though it's like weird, you can't, if you're doing that with an acquaintance, like you hook up with your acquaintance's ex, fine, but that's a little too close to home.
Yeah. For them to be close friends for many years, it seems a bit insane. I did watch the bonus features and Lena said that they really wanted to make it a point that like Adam initiated it and Jessa didn't, because she was like, it's not believable that Jessa would do that to her friend. But then she was like, it is believable that she'd kiss him back. Yeah. And I'm like, huh.
I mean, Jess is not great. She doesn't make best decisions.
She doesn't have an amazing track record, but she's not like on heroin right now.
True.
If you're going to do that, I really think you have to be okay with like losing your friend. You know, when these coming episodes, if she continues to act this way, hey.
But she's done terrible things before, Grant. They let everything go. I hold some grudges, though.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, there's some drama there. Hey, you guys, it's not okay.
It's not okay.
And it is a reminder. It's scripted. So if you guys see this on TV and you're, you know, thinking this is okay behavior, hey, it might not always pan out the way you watch on TV.
Such an important disclaimer.
Yeah. So,
wow.
We'll add it off the top, too.
We didn't know that either. Yeah. So for now, it's all in that also.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's definitely media literacy. Right?
I do feel like it's perfect timing that then Jess is feeling guilty, because we really did need her to get in there and save the day when she came back into the room and saw everybody with the fucked up faces. Like Marnie with her whatever makeup.
But I kind of want to argue on this point.
What?
Because I think Jessa, we see this based off the last episode where Caroline's giving birth, which is Adam's sister.
Yeah.
Jessa is so good at taking charge in a stressful moment. Like, she is built around this. Like, she did this literally 6 months ago. And now, same situation, like, stressful moment. Marnie's having the worst makeup look ever, clown.com. And now she's kind of walking in, like, saving the day. Jessa is so good at saving the day. And I think she would have either way, even if she wasn't feeling guilty.
Yeah.
I think it helped. But I think she would have done it either way.
Yeah, you know what? And she knows how to braid. That girl knows how to braid hair.
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God. She is like a walking ad for Free People in 2014.
Literally.
Like, she looked like any moment she's ready to go to Coachella. And I love that about
her. It's crazy that they were all wearing the same dress, but when she wore it, I was like, that's so boho chic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm wishing the best for Jessa this season. I'm glad she's helping her friends, even though she doesn't believe in the marriage. She thinks Shoshana's fucking annoying. She thinks Hannah's insane, and she doesn't even like herself that much.
No.
Just kind of looking at Marnie's whole, like, I really appreciate the way women speak to each other, especially in, like, on a wedding day. I think there's mm-hmm. such a specific dialogue, and we see this in actually, like, your TLC shows as well, like the passive aggressiveness, mm-hmm. the way that a type A person wants to be perceived as like happy go lucky and mm-hmm. fun on their wedding day, have the perfect day ever. So projecting all their negative emotions onto like someone else so they can like be like, I'm the positive one, I'm having a good time. Well, actually, instead of not internalizing all the conflict happening on that day. So like her turning to Shoshana and like asking her to like do her dirty work, or like being as like this like passive, it's like telling BB when she's like, oh, I get it. You want to do, what is it, Katy Perry makeup? Who is the singer?
I don't know.
When Marnie's like, oh my God, who's the singer? Does anyone remember? It's cool.
Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez in the scene. Yeah.
And Jesus.
Yeah, Selena Gomez in the scene. She's like, okay, I get it. Selena Gomez in the scene meets Jesus. Perfect. Yeah, it's like, so it's just a fair. I love the way women are speaking around weddings. Passive aggression is cool, and it's an art form, and Marnie has mastered that shit.
Mm-hmm. It is such good writing, because when you're a girl like Marnie and you want to like to be a nice girl, but then you also are passionate about what's happening and you need it to be a certain way, it's like you have to say like no and then be like, thank you for your work.
Yeah.
Like, it's so hard when it's like such an emotional day for her. She's so stressed. So the fact that like her girl isn't getting it immediately. Yeah. She's like, okay, thank you so much.
Marnie's from New Jersey. So
I honestly had some respect for Marnie in that moment. Cause I would have been like, hey, you fucking bitch. Like, you're going to do the makeup how I want it. And I was like, wow, she's really composed right now. But she was kind of crazy.
That's so true. I had a such different perspective, but you guys are changing
it right
now.
Did you think she was evil?
Yes.
And first. You know what? It was written that way.
But also, but under to not the do lines. A hair trial and a makeup trial before the big day, like, really?
She would have trialed. Yeah. Like, I don't.
That's unrealistic.
That's a plot hole.
Yeah, that was a plot hole. Well, Marnie had the fucking mood board already made. I mean, you didn't send it to Bridget Everett beforehand? Plot hole.
Yeah.
Right. In the bonus features of this episode, Lena is talking about how Allison Williams at the time was actually getting real life married and was being nothing but lovely to the people involved and being so chill. And she's like, she got to play out her Bridezilla fantasy in the show.
Wow.
And I'm like, well, that's good to hear. Also, fun fact, Rita Wilson, Marnie's mom, mm-hmm. is married to Tom Hanks.
Yeah, did you know
Wow, no.
Oh.
They were the Rita. First two people to get COVID
in Australia filming the Baz Luhrmann Elvis movie. I know a lot about this.
But Tom Hanks officiated Allison Williams' wedding.
Everyone's connected.
And Brian walked her down the aisle, I bet. Because that's her dad.
Okay.
Sorry. Brian Williams, Dan.
Yeah, I thought she was like being a bridezilla for sure. But I love the line where she's talking to BB and she's like, it's fine. Like, I'm really easygoing. Like, I'm really... Because I was like, no, you're not. But when you put that perspective where like, yeah, it's one of the most stressful days of your life. She is honestly pretty composed. And I would be so pissed if like my best friend was trying to like... test me on my wedding day. Like, I'm not wearing that, or I'm not like,
yeah,
you know what
it's
I mean?
Like, can you like grow up, Hannah?
Yeah,
but
oh,
yeah,
the hair clips.
You know what it reminded me of? Do y'all ever watch the Kardashians?
Of totally. Course.
Okay, Kim and Kanye's wedding in Italy. Kylie dyed her hair blue right before the wedding.
Yes.
And Kim was like, are you serious? Like, can you not have blue hair on my wedding day? Kylie shows up, blue hair.
Yeah, because the attention just
and Kim
goes
was
right.
not happy. So-
Wow. I wouldn't be happy if I was Kim either.
If you have a mood board and someone dyes their hair right before your wedding day, I think you have every right to kick them out of your bridal party. Even if it's family. There.
Even if it's family.
And hey, does that make me a villain?
It's an interesting query, isn't it?
So be it.
Well, it is like Marnie of the four girls. It's like Marnie is the one that's been dreaming about her wedding day her whole life. Like, mm-hmm. she has such a clear image in her mind of like, she's going to get married. It's going to be perfect. And then when it's raining, and then, I mean, the saddest part of it all is everything's going wrong. And she doesn't even know what's going wrong with Desi. She has she's no focusing. Ideas yeah. that he's in a pond being like, I can't live like this. Mm-hmm. I can't do it. Like, can you imagine? I would kill myself.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Well, Marnie's such a girl that like needs things to like, she doesn't care about her personal life, like how things are actually going, but she needs things to look good on paper.
Yeah.
So like actually getting married and having a beautiful wedding with nice photos. Like that's really important. The actual marriage itself. It's like, she definitely cares about it, but it's really for her. Who's like just so focused on goals and set, like getting married is a big goal for her. Like she doesn't actually care about the logistical aspects of it and everyday nuances.
Wow.
So she's kind of willing just to sacrifice a lot just to have a nice wedding.
Yeah.
And then finally, we must speak on Ray. Oh, poor baby. Ray is going through like, I want to speak now, but I know Marnie doesn't even want me. So it's like, it's not like a movie where it's like, yeah. I just want this guy to speak up because I love him too. It's like she doesn't feel that way.
Yeah.
So
but
sad.
I think Ray goes to the pond to try and talk to Desi and be like, hey, like if you're not in on this, tap out now. But instead, Desi takes it as like, I need to double down and do it.
Yeah.
Which like imagine you're trying to like get advice for something you want and it makes the person do the opposite of what you want.
Yeah. That's
tough.
It's insane parallels that go on in this show because, I mean, this show is all about parallels between like mother daughter or between friends, like because a similar situation between Marnie and Shoshana, where mm-hmm. Shoshana was seriously dating Ryan and Marnie goes ahead and hooks up and kind of dates Ray as well. Now the same thing is happening to Hannah, where she was in a very serious relationship with Adam, the most defining thing in her life. And now Jess is going to go ahead and date her.
Yeah.
And like the regret they're both filled with. It's beautiful. I mean,
Is it beautiful
or incestuous?
Or is it ugly?
You know what? Some of the ugly things are beautiful.
Oh
wow.
God.
Yeah.
Oh
my
God. Getting that tattooed.
And with that, we're going to go on our second break. And we're back. 8 engagements. What the actual... Clementine's ring. What the... Are we okay? How are you feeling?
That's bad. It's a red flag immediately.
The whole sequence of this where Desi is like, he's meditation. He's like, I am so good at being focused in the present. And then he immediately starts freaking out. And his friend's like, sorry, he always does this. I thought he was going to actually marry Marnie because he made it to the wedding day. And then you kind of see him running in the background mm-hmm. in the window, which is LOL so funny. And then Ray, who's so in love with Marnie, kind of in order to like help Marnie move on, it's like, you know what? Now I can go give this empowered speech to Desi. I've done it once before about like how he's not good enough for Marnie, but then actually Desi doesn't actually listen to Ray's message and kind of is like, you know what, Ray? I am gonna get married to Marnie. And that whole sequence, LOL, I'm dying my ass.
Yeah.
The irony,
LOL,
right?
I'm dying my ass.
Yeah.
What color?
Blue, like hey. Kylie.
Ooh. Oh my God.
That's perfect.
No, yeah, that was an interesting scene.
Sure. It's...
Well, I think we always naturally want to hear the things we want to hear, right? It's like even if someone's telling you one thing, it's like you're just gonna hear what you want to hear.
Yeah. Bias. So true.
The way that Hannah is like, I of course have to tell my best friend. And then Marnie is like, I need you to be here for me. And Hannah is like, I'm going to let her go through with a wedding to an evil guy. I'm like, how is she being a good friend by being like, you're making the right choice, knowing she's not making the right choice?
That actually pissed me off because they frame it like, oh my God, like Hannah's finally growing up. She's really going to be there for her friend. And she's doing the exact opposite that any normal person would do.
Exactly.
But also, I kind of have to, me blaming the woman. I have to blame Marnie a little because you're not going to ask this guy you're engaged to some questions about your history.
No, literally.
Like, I like to know my partner's dating history. I want to know all the details, you know? She couldn't ask a few simple
questions.
That's a
big thing, being engaged.
Right?
That
like, how do you
times?
Not know?
How does that not come up?
At least once.
Out of all the 8 engagements, not one.
And I would argue Marnie isn't stupid. She's a pretty smart girl. So the fact that she does not have the foresight, but I think she operates in a world where she's like, I'm basically the first guy or girl he's ever dated.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Even though
true.
She stole him from another girl.
Yeah, no worries. She had a disease.
Well, I'm like, there's not one crazy ex that's like seeing the photos on Instagram and being like, Marnie, get your ass out of there. Like the Facebook tag.
I know girls were on Facebook. Like,
oh, absolutely.
I know these girls were.
Marnie would, of course, stalk his Facebook. Yeah. So it's just
tagged photos.
Scroll through a timeline.
Could tell you everything.
Well, now I think this brings us into our next segment.
Girl, get your Glock. It's rapid fire time.
Oh.
We're going to ask you guys some rapid fire questions. We hope you brought your guns. And you just answer whatever comes to mind first.
Okay.
Feel free to answer one at a time in unison, on top of each other, whatever feels true. Yeah,
like look into each other's eyes and then get an answer from that.
What's your favorite utensil?
Fork.
Would you guys rather live in a gorgeous building with a view of an ugly building or an ugly building with a view of a gorgeous building?
Gorgeous building with a view of an ugly building.
And are you guys the voices of your generation or a voice of a generation?
The voices of our generation.
Did you bath in a stream and then run through a field to dry off?
What?
Did you bathe in a stream and then run in a field? Yes, we have.
Duh.
Is a flower crown always a good idea?
Yeah.
Is 8 a lucky number?
No.
No.
Would you go to Hershey, Pennsylvania and go, mum, 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 mum?
Yeah.
And we have.
We've been talking about going to Hershey Park soon, so that's crazy.
Would you crush on Fold Press?
Yes.
Sure.
The Japanese dating show?
The Japanese folding show.
Oh.
No.
No.
Does Marnie really take 3.5 hours to get ready?
More.
Is Elijah as radical as Lucille Ball?
Yes.
And where were you when Vanessa Hudgens wore a flower crown to Coachella?
Oh my God. We were in middle school
having sex ed.
Oh my class God. Together. Wait, you guys are so good at that.
Was that, remember when like everyone like saw her take ecstasy at Coachella in her flower crown?
Yeah.
It was a scandal, for
iconic.
Sure.
I just remember when they had to move releasing High School Musical 3 from the Disney Channel to theaters because of Vanessa Hudgens.
Oh, they did.
Nudes getting leaked.
Oh, that's not fair. Girl live.
That would never happen now.
No.
I remember my mom was so like, that girl sucks. And I was like 8 and I was like, Jesus Christ, let her live.
That's really brave of you to feel
that
way. I didn't
say that to her.
Well, also, remember when Zac Efron was on the red carpet for the Lorax premiere and a condom came out of his pocket?
No.
Yes, with Taylor Swift.
He reached into his pocket to like grab gum or something and a condom fell off in the middle of the red carpet.
That is drama.
Is that a PR stunt?
Probably.
To make him sexualize.
And at that time, too, there was so much, like, drama or lore of, like, him dating Taylor at the time. Okay. Taylor dating Zach.
But he was still with Vanessa, I believe. Yeah, so everyone was like, these two.
It's crazy.
No, he's too short to date Taylor Swift.
I just watched, like, a 9-minute Ellen tube video of
not Ellen.
Taylor Swift and Zac Efron. Singing Pumped Up Kicks, but rewriting it to be like every time we go on the Ellen show, she makes it really weird because she's always trying to know like if we're dating, and Ellen's just sitting there and it's like it's so pre-shadowing.
No, yeah.
Foreshadowing.
It's like a cry for help and Ellen's just like, yes, like eating it up.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And Taylor Swift's just like lightly being like, you're crazy and a bitch.
Yeah.
I love Ellen. She's great.
Okay.
Why does that happen once an episode someone says that?
Are you serious?
Yeah, we're kind of doing a count here.
Guys, I'm kidding. She definitely is crazy. She definitely was a little evil.
Ellen? Have you seen that show?
Who? The Ellen show? Yeah.
I loved it in middle school. So Thea Grace and Rosie.
We should start a daytime Ellen rewatch podcast where we watch every single episode of Ellen.
And then our first episode is with you guys.
We'd love to. I think Jen Aniston was on that one.
Oh,
I have so much to say.
I've never seen Ellen, so it'd be perfect.
It would go on for years and years and years.
And it was every day.
Yeah.
Literally every day.
We have to release every day.
You're going to be Morning Toast.
Yeah.
Did they release every day?
I think so.
I think every weekday.
Oh my God, that Claudia girl cannot rest.
Yeah. My first job in podcasting was interning for this girl with a podcast who was obsessed with being like, how do you make me the morning toast? And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And did you do it?
No.
Yeah.
All of us.
They're like the northern star for millennial women.
Yeah.
And girls. Now let's bring it to our last segment. That outfit in Brooklyn. That's when we compare Brooklyn then versus Brooklyn now.
Heyo.
Is there anything that like really stuck out to you guys in its episode? There's like, that's so staunchly 2015.
Well, I guess it was like supposed to look bad, but I couldn't get over Shosha's blush pink bridesmaid dress with the bold red lip and the blonde hair. It was really, it was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
It was so bad. All the looks are bad. I mean, makeup in that time, I mean, you mentioned this earlier. Mm-hmm. It's like we were at really a specific place with eyebrows and contouring. Yeah. It was kind of like
Anastasia eyebrow kit.
Yeah. It was like new to the scene to really be lining and lining and kind of ooing.
Yeah.
Very sharp contour. A bold eye.
It was a very geometric time period.
It was geometric.
You know what I mean?
So true.
I thought pre-beauty MUAs.
Oh. Like before. Well, they were up and coming. Culture. They were learning.
Yeah, they were learning.
It was all about the glam during this time.
Yeah.
It's, do you remember? I remember going to high school and it's like girls are in full glam. Like it took them an hour and a half. Anastasia.
I was setting my alarm for 5:15 to put my scalene triangles on my eyebrows. Yeah. My full glam, my naked palette. Full beats.
It's so season two, what's her name, Sydney Sweeney, Euphoria.
Yeah, that was literally me straightening my hair.
You had
to out my outfit. I dressed business casual to school.
Who didn't? Right,
loving a peplum top and a statement
you
necklace.
You are so shosh for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought Marnie's wedding dress was cheap.
It looked like it was from Francesca's. You guys know Francesca's?
No.
Of course, not her.
It looks like this. It looks like that. I used to shop at this amazing place called Altered State, which is like slutty clothes for Christian women.
Yes. Oh, wow.
It was awesome. But like that dress totally would have been there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all the outfits were absolutely ridiculous.
Insane.
Wait, I actually liked her dress. I can't believe I'm alone on this island here, but like I like a simplistic dress, and sometimes you have to wear way down a simplistic dress with heavy makeup. That's how it works.
That's actually not how
it works. Well, also, she didn't even end up like, doing any of that though.
It was just too much.
She did end up looking beautiful once Jessica kind of like pulled out her curls.
Yeah.
She looked like Katniss on her wedding day, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
When her mom was like, "You look like a Starbucks girl," I was like, yeah, but that's kind of awesome.
Yeah,
it is. But back then it wasn't. It was cringe back then. But now it's like, yeah, that's like, it's kind of camp.
Sounds like you guys want to light another dress on fire.
What?
That's what I'm getting from you guys.
In 2024, we can have so much more fun because we can be like, it's ironic, duh.
Yeah.
But we were so earnest in 2015, there was no way around it.
No, absolutely not. What did you dress? What did you both dress like in that era of 2015?
I sew Vineyard Vines.
Really?
Hell.
Were you wearing Sperry's?
I was just going to ask.
Love the Spare.
Barefoot.
Yeah. I almost think Sperry's might come back. It's been a really long time.
Uggs are back. Do you know what's next?
No, Sperry's are already back.
Spare paws?
I think it's going to be Sperry's in colors.
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about getting a pair.
Platform Toms.
And they're going to be like purple.
Toms.
Platform Toms.
I never left my Toms there. Well...
No, I'm
remember
gonna bring
when people
back
draw
berries.
On their toms, like blank canvases.
Gorgeous.
I've actually been thinking about for at least 2 months now if I should buy a pair of Sperry's or not, just because I can feel it in my bones that they're gonna come back. Like
I had so many. Yeah. I had so. How would you wear them? Like, would you wear no socks?
No socks ever.
I wore no socks in my Sperry's.
Biohazard.
Those things felt crazy.
Yeah. Terrible.
Oh my god,
middle cheap school leather and sweat. Crazy. Yeah. Bridget Everett, if it happened today, would be some like famous Instagram girly that like you followed for years.
She'd
and you're
have
like,
a TLC show. Like she'd have her own show. Like, she was such an iconic character.
I used to work on this influencers podcast and she'd always have the randomest guests. And one time she brought on this celebrity makeup artist that spent like the entire interview being like, how many names can I drop? And it was awesome. I was like, tell me everything you know about Christina right now. I love you, girl.
The makeup girlies get all the gossip. And like people that do hair, they just get all the gossip. Oh,
she was so epic. She was like, I'm from a small town and I wanted to dream big. And here I am.
Wow.
And I'm like, you do an awesome eyeshadow, Alexis.
Wait, cool. Grant, were you all polos also? Like,
yeah, I wore like khaki pants, a button down, and like Sperry's as well.
Your brown Sperry's, I can see them right now.
You could smell them.
No, we had such parallels.
Smell them next to me in homeroom.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful that you guys were there together. Well,
we sat next to each other.
Okay, and we sat. There was a couch.
The high school like choir teacher was our homeroom teacher. So we're in the music room.
Oh my God.
And everyone had to sit in chairs, like on like the levels. You know how like
what are those bleacher things?
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Risers.
Yeah, yes, on the risers. Everyone had to sit up there, but there was a couch in the front of the room.
That faced the risers.
That faced the risers for whatever reason. Well, I know the reason, because we were those girls.
Yeah.
We elected ourselves.
Parked our asses on that couch every morning. And we just sat there. We were
staring at everyone else.
On the couch.
Which is actually crazy looking
so
back.
Terrible.
And so annoying.
And then no, that's so powerful.
One day I remember we walked in and people were sitting on the couch and we're like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? You're so mad.
Wait, like, you guys are the plastics of your school. You ruled it.
No. Like, it's crazy totally. You guys find yourself back on a couch.
Yeah.
And
we
here
always
we are.
End up here.
You're always gossiping on a couch is your whole podcast.
Literally my whole life.
Yeah, it's magical to have.
And what's
so
wrong
cool
with that?
To right? know as a young
Again, you're
a
doing
young
it in
person
parallels.
Mm-hmm. Who you mm. become.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People don't change, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. And why don't they?
Wait, this is my big platform is that I think people can change and then Amelia thinks they can't.
Yeah.
I think it depends on what we're talking about. And
exactly.
I think this is for therapy.
I think people can change, but they need trauma to do it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking that too.
They need like and a really big catalyst.
I think people agreed. Can change by healing from their trauma.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
But will you ever really heal from your trauma?
I think you can.
Or will you just learn ways to cope with it and manage it?
I think you can release it. And I need that to be true, Grant.
Especially right now.
And I need that to be true. That needs to be the truth.
Okay. Well, the flower crown of it all. Now that's my trauma.
Yeah.
I thought it was cute. Jesus. I'd wear that today. Honestly, I didn't think it was all so bad. I think she looked beautiful.
You'd wear it today, though, ironically, wouldn't you?
I mean,
like you'd wear it because it's like silly, quirky, cute.
Yeah, but it's like we're so at a point with irony that it's gone so far that now
you
it's like,
know.
Oh, I'm doing it ironically in an earnest way at this point.
Yeah.
It's like I'm wearing a ridiculous outfit right now and I'm dead serious.
Yeah. That's,
I'm like, I'm not kidding anymore.
And I'm eating it up. Like
yeah,
people do eat it up.
We have to.
Well, everyone knows that girl in like 2017 I was still wearing a flower crown and like it wasn't ironic. That was bad.
Yeah. That was
yeah.
Well, that was really I hope bad. She's doing okay.
Yeah.
She's not.
Yeah.
She's still wearing that damn thing.
She's still wearing
well,
that damn
and
the
they also
are dead, babe.
They're also going to Disney World too, that kind of girl. Like
right.
And loving
oh,
their life.
Think there's a flower crown to Disney Adult Pipeline.
Absolutely.
It's and I would add Denver into an X. I think they live
add
in Denver.
Who?
Oh, they
Denver.
Would totally move to Denver.
They totally live in Denver, but they're flying to Disney.
Yeah.
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 Well, annual pass.
They could go to World or Land. That geography.
Oh my God. And I think the flights are pretty cheap either way.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
wow.
true.
You're doing copy for Denver.
The creative
Someone
director
had
of Denver.
Colorado.
Okay, last thing was Marnie being like, I've had an IUD in. It's like, I didn't even know about IUDs. Like, I feel like they're getting popular now. So what do you mean they were popular 10 years ago?
Marnie was a pioneer of the copper IUD, it sounds like.
Yeah. And like, she was
copper.
One of the first.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like a damn penny
you
in your
she...
pussy? Mm-hmm.
And it literally
but
is,
you're
by
learning
the
about
way.
This right now.
Oh yeah.
You didn't know about girls or IUDs. He doesn't care about the female
I
experience
know,
in the slightest.
I've heard of an IUD. It's some sort of contraption they shove
it's
up your
barbaric.
Pussy. That they don't,
that
it
they don't
prevents
put
you from
women
getting,
under.
I think
by the way,
hormones.
I've never met somebody where it's worked well for them.
No, it's like, and the fact that a lot of times they're not putting women under to get it.
Almost
we're
ever.
Out.
That
barbaric.
Is crazy.
Past
medieval.
Guest of the podcast, Kira, almost died. She said it was the worst pain of her life and
yeah.
that they couldn't get it in all the way and she had to go back.
Yeah.
And she was like, I cannot go through that pain again. I will die.
Yeah. No, I know someone
she's
passed
not, like, they're
out.
They're not sedated or anything.
No.
Like, no.
I know
numbness.
Someone passed out multiple times, throwing up on the table.
It's that barbaric.
Yeah, it
call
is.
The
it
we
is.
Are going to look back in a few mere decades and be like, that was
crazy.
Yeah. We're ahead of our time because we're speaking out about it now.
Yeah, and it's important we talk about this.
Wait,
so maybe that's why Marnie is so terrible sometimes.
Because of her copper IUD.
The IUD trauma.
Yeah, I think that makes complete sense. And I forgive her for everything she's ever done.
Literally.
And you can mark that page in this notebook on that.
Heyo.
Wow.
Huh.
Huh.
You can mark that page in that notebook about that. Yes. Take it home, girl.
No one's ever said it like that.
You just did.
Heyo.
I mean, what a beautiful episode. Really quick, do you guys go to weddings?
I've been to two weddings in my life.
Yeah,
both
I've gone
in
to
the
like
last
two.
Year and a half. Oh, we
you
are
guys try to elevate your content all the way there.
What we're going to plan on doing is we're likely going to elope just to keep the ceremony small and private, just family. And then we're probably going to honeymoon for a few months and then just throw a big reception in New York when we get back.
I did not. Me, she sure. didn't tell you me like, about any of that. I had no idea, but I'm hearing
are you
this.
Signing off or no?
No, I'm definitely signing off. Like, my baby is so... I'm just so grateful for you. And, you know, I've fallen on hard times lately, and you've been able to, like, provide rent.
Rent, his food stipends, yeah. clothes. Yeah. I love treating you.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. You're so James Beard.
Who's that? What's
gay
that?
Guy dating a straight woman for privilege.
Yeah.
I'm dating a rich straight woman for money.
I'm not gay. So.
So many of your listeners who don't know who we are definitely were like, wait, they're dating at the...
They're actually getting married. No, and we wanted to get fiancés on. mm-hmm. So thank God we did.
No way. That's so good. Yeah, that's wedding.
Have you been to wedding? You went to your cousin's Spider-Man one.
What?
Wait, I would have a Spider-Man.
Evan's cousin just got married. No, let me steal your joke one time.
One time?
What do you mean by that?
They're fighting again.
No, we have to have a talk after this podcast.
Evan's cousin got married, and the theme of the wedding was red, white, and blue, but only she was allowed to wear white, so all the guests had to wear red and blue. And Evan's like, okay, it was a Spider-Man themed wedding.
Okay, also, but why was it GBA themed?
No, and I have to wonder, because it's like, she's an East Coaster, it's giving Texas.
It was July 4th.
And that's important context.
And Newport, Rhode Island.
Oh, so it was like Kennedy patriotism rather than MAGA patriotism. Yeah. Okay.
It's like Taylor Swift July 4th party.
Classy. It's on the water in a mansion. Okay. It's like no one had a bad time.
Suddenly it sounds very sophisticated.
Yeah. So sorry for judging.
No, it's okay.
And
I
Amelia,
did it
you
first.
Really shouldn't have either. That's
at first it was
really
sounding January 6th, yeah, no. But now I understand it's like Camelot, Kennedy, and
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Rhode Island, so it's last great American dynasty.
Taylor Swift's July 4th parties.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, that changes everything.
That changes everything.
You can never say that joke again on stage.
But I will. This is funny. It's what I thought beforehand. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of, whatever. Okay, awesome episode, guys. Addicted to everything you guys have to offer, what you're doing.
Thanks for having us.
This is amazing. If you haven't listened to their podcast, it's still alive, right?
Yeah, you can go listen. We're on a little break right now because we're just busy girls. We got some other projects we're planning. But yeah, you can listen to our podcast.
Oh my God, you guys do, because I saw you at Martha's Country Bakery. Planning projects.
We were literally planning projects.
And
what did you guys think of me sitting with only millennials at a table at Martha's Country Bakery?
I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't stop but help from spiraling after I called you your ex-boyfriend's name to your face.
I was so sorry.
The rest of the time at Martha's.
I was literally
did 3 hours there.
Yeah. I was overwhelmed. I felt stressed about something, and then I just saw Evan, and
I didn't even internalize it because I went to Ashley and was like, "So sorry about your dead grandpa," and then Ashley didn't know who I was.
I didn't know what was happening. I was like, "Did I post about this?" I was like, "Damn, news spreads fast in Martha's." Yeah. That really caught me off guard.
So actually, everyone was kind of caught off guard, feeling bad afterwards.
It was a
crazy
interaction.
Yeah. So sorry about that. I don't know how that happened.
So sorry about that on my side as well.
Thank you so much. And it was my grandma, not grandpa.
Oh my God.
Put some respect on Grammy's name.
Just want to address that elephant in the room.
Rest in peace.
What an amazing and perfect way to end the episode. You can find Grant and Ash everywhere online.
Twink and a redhead.
And we will be back.
And they have individual Instagram accounts,
too. Yeah, they're also solo.
I need you guys to plug those.
Grant E. Gibbs on Instagram.
I don't know what my handle is.
It's like Ashley.Gill with like three or four L's.
A lot of Ashley Gills in the world.
If you find a twink and a redhead, you'll find us. It's tagged.
We'll link everything in the description below. Please rate and review the podcast. And we'll be back next week with episode 2.
Bye.
Bye, guys.